A new research report by the New York State School Boards Association says community schools can help students overcome the adverse effects of poverty and other obstacles to academic success. A community school acts as a local hub that not only educates children through traditional academics, but provides a variety of programs and services that may include health, dental, and mental health care, nutrition information, career development services, academic enrichment, and parental engagement initiatives. David Albert is spokesman for the New York State School Boards Association.
Typically, there's no one-size-fits-all for a community school because they're very dependent upon the community in which they reside. And often a community school is able to provide these services by partnering with one or more local community-based organizations.
The report, entitled Community Schools, the Great Equalizer, offers an in-depth view of community schools, including a look at life inside too.
One of the schools that we visited for the report is in Troy, and another is in New York City on the Lower East Side. We had a research analyst actually go to both schools and spend some time in the schools, meeting people, and kind of understanding the school environment and what community schools do.
The report finds the additional services offered by community schools appear to be making a difference. Students at both schools showed gains in English language arts and math proficiency from 2014 to 2016. The report points out that previous studies have shown that community schools can also improve non-academic indicators, such as improved attendance and reduced suspensions. The report also mentions lawmakers allocated $75 million in grant funding in the state budget to convert struggling and persistently struggling schools into community schools, while noting the importance of each school obtaining multiple funding sources.
Oftentimes we hear that the state, you know, can provide some initial funding to help a school convert to a community school, but then what happens when the state funding goes away? What happens if it's a grant, you know, for example, and the grant is basically dries up? Well, our research found that in order to sustain a community school over long term, you cannot rely on just one funding source. You have to have a diversity of funding streams, and we list some of the streams that you could use. In addition to state funds, obviously there's local funds, there are federal dollars that could be used, funding from community-based organizations, foundations, municipalities, cities, businesses.
The report concludes that it takes at least 5 years for any school reform effort to gain traction. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.